Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
The Tuesday after Cyber Monday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving weekend after Cyber Monday. We're talking about how thin things seem to be today. Today is the National Day of Giving, Laura, which we always do the day after Cyber Monday.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I love that Tuesday, sort of following Cyber Monday, then is designated to contributing to your favorite charity.
Yeah, and people are already starting their own pay it forward movement, I guess. That expression's been used before, but we'll check on some pretty cool stories there. Other than that, I'm looking for something to talk about. The four big things to look forward in December: sports, TV, movies, and Christmas. Really? Come on. We can't do better than that.
I mean, I think we can. I think we could develop our own list.
I think
that's much better than that.
I totally agree with you. Okay, there's NFL football and college basketball's trying to start, and MLS soccer finales in December, if you're that kind of person. Movies, the prom. Where's Movie Mike? Tenet goes on demand. Wonder Woman is coming out. What?
Listen, if we need something to talk about right now, we can talk about how cat owners everywhere know this sound.
Okay.
The sound of a cat barfing. And it just happened behind me. And MacGyver is over there, and I can't get up out of my chair because I'm attached via headphones to this equipment.
Okay.
And I don't even want to know what's happening behind me because I'm sure it's gross.
Do you have anything that reflects like a mirror or something? You do that over the shoulder?
I'm not
peek?
Turning around.
No.
I'm just going to allow whatever is happening behind me to occur. And maybe during the commercial break, we'll investigate because, again, I'm sure it's gross.
Yeah. So, if you have a cat, you're familiar with the gack. And if you have a dog, you can only imagine what happens after the cat gack.
They eat so fast, these cats. I don't know what they do.
You don't have to say
anymore.
They
bug me for breakfast. And then I give it to them.
Uh-huh.
And like, they have a special combination and they only receive their wet food in the evenings.
Oh.
That is our routine.
Okay.
And sometimes, man, I'm just like, slow down. What you're going to puke. You know this. And then you're going to be whining at me for additional breakfast.
Wow.
And you already puked it up.
Wow. I almost had the same problem with my steel cut oatmeal this morning. I found myself eating it too fast. And anyway.
Slow down.
Take a deep breath. Tammy.
Make sure. How many times are you supposed to chew your food? It's like 20 times or something.
I don't remember. Neither does your cat.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it was, because I think it was Felix.
Felix, naughty, naughty. MacGyver.
The other tuxedo cat. Oh, no, he's happy. He's here now.
Yeah, he's playing cleanup, literally. Hey, Jimmy Fallon on the way and Jimmy Kimmel both talking about what happened in the NFL over the weekend when a team didn't have any quarterbacks left. Ooh. Also, we will pay it forward and a lot more updating on what's going on Laura's carpet.
I think it was the hardwood, thank God.
Ugh, it's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura on a Cat Gack Tuesday. everything okay now?
Indeed.
All right. All right.
We are all walked and fed, and we've done our business.
Our business.
And then the mess has been cleaned up partially by MacGyver, but then also by me.
Right.
And we have 1, 2, 3 cats, 2 dogs, and a partridge in a pear tree.
That's
here
it.
This morning.
Yeah. Where's the partridge in the pear tree when you need it? Let's get down to business with the NFL. We don't talk sports much here, but you just heard Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon making fun of the Broncos situation. Some Broncos fans were upset. Here's the deal. You didn't have any quarterbacks on Sunday because y'all got caught not wearing your mask and y'all got suspended. And now
I'm not laughing because it's funny.
I know.
It's just, if you want to play, follow the rules.
That's it. Somebody sent video to the NFL of all the quarterbacks sitting in the team meeting. Nobody's wearing a mask. Everybody else is, but the quarterbacks are like, nah, I'm too pretty. I don't need a mask. Yeah, well, you don't need to play either. All right? So that's what happened with that. So you can't compare it to the Ravens and the Steelers, who were supposed to play on Thanksgiving. Then it got moved to Sunday. Then it got moved to today. And our promo guys were all excited.
But they all got tested. They feel all right. So now they're playing football on a Tuesday night.
No, they're not. No, no, they're not. Now they're going to play it tomorrow afternoon. It's an afternoon game on a Wednesday.
That's bizarre.
You know why? Because they don't want to interfere with NBC's live coverage of the Rockefeller tree getting lit up.
You know what? I applaud that decision.
I knew you would.
I'm super. Actually, we could talk about that today, too, because that tree from transportation between Oswego, New York, and New York City seemed to come down on some hard times.
Yeah, it did. So maybe the tree is more important.
I don't know. I'm curious how they fixed it, because it lost a lot of branches.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. maybe somebody got in there with a drill and just put them back in. I don't know. But, I mean, it is a Christmas tradition, the lighting of the Rockefeller Center tree. But the NFL, Laura, the National Football League, had to take a back seat to a Christmas tree.
It just goes to show you the power of that one huge tree. You don't mess with that tree in New York City.
That's it. Sorry, Steelers fans. You'll just have to take the day off of work tomorrow to watch or listen to the game. And by the way, you could listen to it.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder how productive people working from home who are Steelers fans are going to be.
And there it is, as we like to say on this show. And there it is.
Sorry, boss. I actually have a 3-hour meeting that you didn't schedule. No, I scheduled it. Sorry.
Yeah, I have a Zoom meeting with the Steelers.
Oops.
News is next. There seems to be a pay it forward movement going on this holiday, which I think is a great idea. Two quick stories. A woman was so moved by her town in New Hampshire when they had a parade in front of her house for her 7-year-old kid's birthday, which that's cool. That's very nice of them. She was so moved that she went to the local grocery store and decided to pay for people's groceries.
She was crying and she said, "Thank you so much. You don't understand what this means to me. I paid for that person." And then I said, "Okay, one more. And I ended up paying for like 8 people's groceries. You know, it's so hard to reach out and ask for help. I just wanted to bring smiles to people's faces. And what did you say your birthday was?
Epic.
Yeah, epic.
Epic birthday for the 7-year-old.
I love when we get to talk about good news like this. What a wonderful gesture.
Yeah, $600 worth of groceries across various customers in the store. Now, earlier in the week, a group of black entrepreneurs went into a grocery store near Atlanta and took over all 12 lanes of cash registers that were rolling out customers, and they took them over 2 hours.
We literally took over every register at the grocery store, like one family ago, but they wouldn't cash them out. They'd just keep running it. So we just ran the cash register on all 12 aisles for 2 hours. We were roughly around $40,000. I'm still floating on cloud 9 after seeing those faces and wiping them tears. A lot of us come from those situations. You know what I mean? We come from that type of background. We understand the true meaning of, you know, giving back and pouring back into our community.
Over 40 grand. Boom.
Amazing. Wow. 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 Now, some people might not be able to do that financially, but hey, cup of coffee, pay it forward. It'll make you feel good, right?
Yeah, start small. I mean, maybe do it this morning if you have to go into work. Like you said, cup of coffee at the drive-thru, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever, McDonald's, wherever you're going. Pay for the person behind you and see what happens. It could make your day, right?
I love the good news. It's so nice.
So do I. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
See what happens when you give the bad leaves too much out of the wassail bowl? They get a little silly, don't they?
They do indeed.
A local version of Mr. Heatmeiser by our local boys. Bad Lees. That's good to hear that song again. Not to be confused with the Bad Lees, the Quarantunes are back with a sad song coming up, Laura.
Oh, normally they don't go sad.
Yeah. But what happens in your house when you run out of pumpkin pie? It's a sad moment.
Oh, geez. I think there might still be pumpkin roll in my fridge.
Ooh, I'm coming over. No doubt
about
that.
Okay, I'll save you a piece. I'll have to hide it from Keith.
Good luck with that. The corn tune's on the way with Bye Bye Last Piece of Pie.
Nice.
Yeah, it's on the way. Birthday Buddies on the way. It's a Try It Tuesday. We'll talk about that. And the Webster Dictionary has come out with a word for the year.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
We knew it was coming.
I mean, come on.
Pandemic.
It was either going to be pandemic or social distancing.
Yeah, why wasn't it social distancing? You know,
I guess because it's two. Wait, is that one word or two?
Well, is it hyphenated? I guess it's two words. Yeah. How about one word? Mask.
Yeah. Another possible good choice. We're like 9 months into this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But pandemic. It was kind of obvious. Way to go, Webster Dictionary. News is next. It was in the air. Are you doing the drums again?
Yes, sorry.
You can feel it. That dreaded day when the pumpkin pie is gone. I hate that. I only made two pies this year and they went way too fast. Damn it, next year I'm making four. And what do you see?
Four pumpkin pies.
I made two and they disappeared. I mean, it's like, where did they go? I hate that feeling.
If you want to make pumpkin pie outside of the confines of the Thanksgiving holiday, you're allowed to.
I know, but for some reason, I'm so old school. You can only eat it at Thanksgiving.
Fair enough.
You know, and I know you can have pumpkin pie anytime. Even Tasty Cake. They only make the pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving, then it goes away.
Speaking of that, man. It's so funny because at McDonald's, too, they have those pies, right? Normally, mm-hmm. they have apple.
Yeah.
But around Thanksgiving, they have a pumpkin, like, cream cheesy one.
Okay.
Now, though, we're into holiday pie season.
Oh, so what? Peppermint stick pie or something?
No. It's like a vanilla pudding with sprinkles thing.
No. Okay. But from what I understand, there's a special, like, focus group now on focusing on people who get depressed when the pumpkin pie is over. So I've been asked by upper management. I love memos. Before we go to the quarantunes, I'm supposed to play this special public service announcement.
Well, just push play then.
Okay, whatever.
And now, a fun thing to do when you run out of leftover pumpkin pie. Okay. Go to your refrigerator. Grab the can of Ready Whip. Remove cap. Shake. Turn upside down. Tilt head and open mouth. And mainline directly into your yap.
Yeah.
Repeat as necessary until can is empty. After all.
Who hasn't done that? I mean, come on. I mean,
we all have.
It's not pumpkin pie, but there's... Why does the pie run out and there's plenty of Ready Whip in the can? I don't know.
I think it's because normally, like, a dollop will do you, right? So you just put a little bit.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We all have totally done that with a Ready Whip can.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to catch my daughter with the Hershey syrup bottle. Squirting it directly into her mouth. I'd say, stop that.
That's a little more hardcore than the whipped cream, but I like her style.
She's in the big leagues. Anyway, a quarantine sad song, a ballad, if you will, to that last piece of pie.
Less than a week ago, I can still remember how Thanksgiving used to make me full.
I know. I missed that.
Fell into a tryptophan trance.
Yeah.
And had to loosen up my pants.
Oh, who didn't?
Then knew I'd be hungry in a while.
And now comes the pie.
So bye-bye to the last piece of pie. Though I'm feeling kind of heavy and it looks kind of dry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling the joys while the others will cry. Asking who ate the last piece of pie.
Tommy
Tom.
Keith.
I ate the last piece of pie.
So long to the last piece of pie.
Bye-bye, pumpkin.
A 94KX Christmas classic coming up. We're trying to slide one in every hour. For some reason, I love Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad. I just love that song.
It's a great song.
You know, and there's other Christmas songs that just bug me. Like the You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. That, That song just bugs me, but people love it. I mean, I don't know. If
how
I
how come you don't like that song?
I mean, I just don't think it's a fun Christmas song, you know? I don't know. I mean, when you hear it and you're watching the show, well, then you kind of go, oh, I get it. But when you just hear it coming out on the radio, you're a slimy, sneaky, disgusting tadpole. I'm like, what? Come on. This is Christmas. You know, but you can't knock, I guess, the Christmas tradition. And you found a little bit of one this morning that's causing quite a ruckus.
indeed I did. Apparently, Hershey's has updated the classic Hershey's Kiss holiday commercial.
Now, you remember the commercial, friends. It was done in 1989. 1989, and we look forward to it every year. The little green and...
Wait for the sigh. Yeah. Wait for the sigh at the end.
The little red and green kisses doing the bells.
Here it goes.
1989. All right. So that's cool. I mean, every year.
It's actually their longest running advertising campaign.
Okay.
And this year they decided to update it. So it starts out like we all would expect with the little choir of kisses all in a row. But then 2 seconds in, it cuts to another classic family tradition, making peanut butter blossoms. You know, the peanut butter cookies with the kisses in the center.
Right. And that's cute, but the music.
Super cute.
Why did you have to change the music?
Oh, no. What the heck? It's a father and a daughter.
Yeah.
They're baking their Christmas cookies.
Adorable.
The commercial is adorable. You can look it up. It's cute. Right? It's a great family traditional scene.
Right.
But I hate those brass instruments.
So do I. I mean, I want them to hear the bells, and I want to hear that little ding 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 at the end, and then the Well, good luck with the backlash, Hershey.
And, yeah, people lost their minds on Twitter.
Because people don't have anything else to lose their minds on. But I get it. You look for... Like, what if... What's next, Laura? Like, what if the polar bears aren't drinking the Coca-Cola anymore?
Listen, yeah? listen right there. If Coca-Cola happens to have a representative paying attention to this little old morning show, you leave those polar bears alone.
Because they're adorable. You look forward to it every year.
A lot of people commented, it was funny, I read the thread, and they were like, 2020 has taken away so much. Why did you take away that little kiss who's living the biggest moment of his life, ringing his little Christmas kiss bell, right?
Yes.
With his little sigh. Why change it this year? Why change it?
You're a mean one, Mr. Kiss.
Stink. Stank. Stunk.
You were singing along. I know you were. Jose Feliciano with a classic.
Feliz Navidad. I love that song.
Speaking of singing, last night Disney on ABC had their sing-along, their Disney holiday version of sing-along. And Pink, one of our favorite Pennsylvania artists and one of our favorite artists overall, was on the show singing with her 9-year-old daughter, Willow.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Pink and her 9-year-old daughter, Willow. Listen, that girl nailed it.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. It makes me think about the time I had to sing in the Christmas pageant at school. Oof. Dogs were howling for blocks.
I was going to say, were you as on key as young Willow?
No. No, not at all. Just, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Hey, coming up, it's a Try It Tuesday, and Laura sees if she could do it. Hack the rap? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. So my friend sent me this Christmas paper wrapping hack, and she was like, you can wrap any box, and all you need is a square of wrapping paper.
No, oh, this is too much of a challenge. I can't
do it. I'm going to tell you right now. I've tried 10 times this morning.
Wait, you can't do it. You do everything on Try It Tuesday.
I hate wrapping Christmas presents.
I could remember you here in the studio standing on one foot and your nose was touching the floor and some piece of paper or something.
I had to pick up the paper challenge. I don't know.
You don't know? Ooh, this could be worth watching on Facebook Live.
I don't think I can. There's another one that I'm going to try.
Okay.
It's how you use a piece of wrapping paper and you make a gift bag out of the wrapping paper.
Are you kidding me?
No. So I'm going to try that one now during the commercial break. We'll see what happens. But this square thing, I can't get the corners to fold. No. It might be a fail. But you know what? That will allow our listeners to send me tips and tricks because literally, I sometimes just don't wrap gifts. I put a bow on it. I'm like, here you go.
Me too.
Merry Christmas. I hate wrapping.
All right, Try It Tuesday, a Christmas wrapping hacking going on with Laura. That happens at 8:15. News is next. Tom and Laura's top 10. We like to drop it on you once in a while. The top 10 stressful things about Christmas shopping coming up in about 15 minutes. There's some new additions to the list, I think, because of, the way we are in 2020. All right. It's also a Try It Tuesday. And Laura, I pulled up the video on one of the big screens here in the studio. And I admire you for trying to do this Christmas wrapping hack, because this girl is doing it so quick, and she's doing like 20 different things. One of them involved a glue gun and a Pringles can, and I'm like, what the heck are you doing, lady?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are like a million of these. It's so easy. Look at all the fun things you can do for Christmas wrapping. But it's December 1st, so 'tis the season to chat about it. Okay. We are now into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. I hate wrapping presents.
I kind of like it. I mean, we are alike on most things, but this one is obviously different.
Give me some tissue paper, a gift bag. I will drop that present in there and call it a day.
Or like you said, just hand over that bottle of booze with a bow on it. There you go. Happy Christmas. So there are Christmas wrapping hack videos out there.
And you said
a friend of yours sent it to you as a Try It Tuesday hint, and you've been trying it all morning and it's not working out.
I have. No. So I have first off, I need to buy wrapping paper. So I only had so much left on this roll.
Okay.
So I have two pieces. One piece is already bojangled. So we're going to start with that piece to try and do this diagonal wrapping hack. If you don't have enough Christmas wrapping paper, this is what you're supposed to do. And then the second thing is making a gift bag out of wrapping paper to kind of like use it up again if there's not enough left to wrap whatever item you have, or it's a weird shape item.
Now, I have taken old gift bags and turned them into wrapping paper, but I've never turned wrapping paper into a gift bag.
It's a little bit like origami. And you've seen me make like the balloons and the cootie catchers like from back in middle school. Like, you've seen me make those in the studio every once in a while.
I just seem to do it for fun. And so you think you could handle both of these, or maybe one out of two?
No. Ooh. No, I don't think I can handle them. Seriously, this might be a fail.
Well, you know, people might want to watch Laura fail at something and either try to help you or just make fun of you. I mean,
I'm hoping people want to help. Although, if we think back to the beginning of like the stay at home orders and whatever, when I made my DIY cleaner and I added the baking soda too fast and it exploded, that was funny.
That was very funny.
Right. Maybe this will be similar.
All right. If you can get on Facebook Live right now, you'll get to see it. If not, you could watch it later. in the day. But Laura's Try It Tuesday Facebook Live happens every Tuesday at 8:15. Hey, good luck.
Hey, thanks.
Ooh, baby, I love some Christmas shopping. It could be stressful. Christmas wrapping could be stressful. I like to eliminate all stress in my life, period, especially at Christmas time. Got to ask you, Laura, how'd you do with the Try It Tuesday?
Holy, I did it.
You did not. Did you? Did. You tried it like 10 times and it failed. You rolled video and you did it?
I did. Seriously.
I think the gods watch over you. I swear.
They do. They do. It is. I'm going to post a picture. It is successfully wrapped. Also, I made the gift bag out of wrapping paper.
So you did both successfully.
I did. All while the dogs wrestled in the background and Murphy showed everyone in central Pennsylvania that, yes, he does have a designated pillow that he is allowed to carry around my house.
Well, there you get bonus. So go to the 94KX Facebook page. Check out the Facebook Live video. It'll be stored there and get to see more than just Christmas wrapping. Get to see Murphy's toy pillow.
Mm. It is his pillow. It's his special pillow.
There you go. Hey, stress is part of Christmas, even though I don't enjoy it. 61% of Americans say they get stressed out when Christmas shopping. I don't know why. Here's the top 10 with a new entry at number 10, Porch Pirates.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing. Amazon drops the box, and you never get it. Number nine, being out for long periods of time. I don't mind that. Sometimes I take the whole day and I just go shop the downtown areas.
Yeah, you just go and do it. What's super fun. Deal?
Yeah, bad weather and driving conditions, I get that. Number seven, worrying your gift won't adequately show the person how much you love them. Oh, God, get over it, will you? Here, Laura, I bought you a set of wooden spoons.
Thank you.
I hope that adequately shows my love for you.
Love and affection.
Here it is. Number six, being outgifted by someone. That would stress you?
I think more the stress would be, so, I mean, here's the thing. I love giving gifts, so I don't mind if someone doesn't get me a gift.
Yeah,
I do. But I know that stresses people out if you give someone a gift and they don't have anything to gift in return.
Okay. Yeah, that there's that. Number five, buying them something they already have. Well, that happens. You know,
that happened one Christmas when my husband bought me the watch that I was wearing.
He did not.
No, dead serious, right hand. Seriously, right hand to God. It happened. No. At least he knows my personal style very well.
Yes, he does. He knows it so well, he repeats it. That's funny.
It happens.
Number four, worrying it's something they won't use. Well, like, that's on you, man. You go and buy somebody a jackhammer, you know, they're not going to have a chance to use it. Stop.
That's true.
All right, number three, worrying someone won't like your gift. Now, there is that. You know, like.
Yeah, but I think it's the act of the gift giving is the thought that counts.
Yes. Yes. Correct. Number two, it's going to happen every year. Looking for something that's sold out, like PlayStation 5 this year.
Oh, geez. Whoa. Yeah, they're like $12,000 on eBay. So.
Yeah, there's your stress right there. And number one, trying to find the perfect gift. One in five people claim they always find it. Only one in five.
I don't think there's a such thing as a perfect gift.
I don't either. So there's the top 10 stresses as you head out today.
I changed my mind. Oh. Every gift is the perfect gift because it's the act of giving that makes you feel good.
Well said.
You hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy.
Late Shopper's Night in Sealands Grove tonight. Yay. And 94KX will be there. Nice. Yeah. Your chance to meet Mark Stevens if you haven't yet. He's our afternoon guy. He will be there broadcasting in his hometown downtown from 6 o'clock till 8 tonight. So look for Mark and do some late night shopping. Check it out. I hope you have your Sealands Grove holiday passport. And I have one. I'm holding one right here, and I'm going to see if I could check off all the little stores here tonight.
It's super fun, too. There's also activities for the kids. There's so much going on in the downtowns in all of our river towns this holiday season.
Yeah, go to discoverSealandsGrove.com and check that out. All the activities, like Laura said, including that children's stocking stuffer thing they have going on. That starts on Saturday. That should be cool. Late Shoppers Night tonight with 94KX live and on location. To wrap up the show and to honor Laura Good for doing the Try a Tuesday successfully, the waitresses with some Christmas wrapping of their own, and they spelled it wrong. Anyway, because they are actually wrapping and not rapping. You get that, Chad? He's like, no. Chad Evans on the way next. Laura, for a show that started with a cat gack Tuesday, it certainly did work out well.
It did, and I surprised myself at the wrapping paper, seriously.
Yeah, so go to our Facebook page, 94KX, and look for the Try It Tuesday video and actually see how Laura, after, what, several tries, finally did it live. Yeah,
this morning, literally in commercial breaks for 2 hours this morning, I was like, all right, just try this, you can do it, and I couldn't get it, and then when the cameras went live, man, coming in clutch.
That's it, man. Evel Knievel wishes he had that kind of luck. Heck, the Philadelphia Eagles wish they have that kind of luck.
That's true. Oh, the poor Eagles.
And then there's the Steelers and the Ravens. Sooner or later, they will play tomorrow. Don't forget to watch it in the afternoon or listen to it here in the afternoon so you could get to see the New York City Rockefeller tree get illuminated after the game.
My goodness.
We have conquered some interesting things in this radio show. Do you have a thought for the day?
Of course I do. And it being December 1st, okay, 2020, it is Giving Tuesday. And I want to end today just mentioning that each year, nonprofits, small businesses, corporations, schools, faith-based organizations all over the world celebrate this global day of giving. That's today.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So, thinking about that, I would encourage everyone to join the generosity movement, not just today, but for the rest of the holiday season. If you can, whether it's a dollar, a single dollar, or $1 million, donate to your favorite charitable organization this year, because I feel like 2020 is a year that we could all use some generosity and gratitude.
Well said. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye, guys.